why is that song written in F sharp? And actually, from here on out, when I see something like F sharp minor, which is the key this is actually in, I'm going to call it F minor. Because in my experience, that's what Southern singers who have developed the art of keying tend to call these things. They don't care about flats and sharps. The important thing about this key is that it starts on an F. Why is the song written in F and not in E?
Fits on the staff better that way?
Well, they both have basically exactly the same compass, right? They go from La to So before that, and then up to La. So there may not be an answer to this question, or the answer to this question may be there are just more of those high notes spread apart in Holy City. But I wouldn't worry too much about that. The most important thing, I think, from a keying perspective about this song is that it's in that all three of these songs are in one of the low keys, one of the medium low keys, where the tonic is somewhere around here, kind of usually in around the part of your voice where you're speaking. So if there's one thing that you want to develop as somebody who is interested in keying, it's being able to find that note, that F or E. That is at the bottom of the staff. The reason that's a great key to kind of start with is that, first of all, the majority of songs in the Sacred Harp are in one of those keys, and so if you can produce one of those notes reliably, you can key basically any song that's in E minor, F major, F minor, or even E major, for that matter. How are we doing so far?
Great.
Questions? Let's go to the next category F. These are the medium-high songs. These are the songs that are in the key of A or B. You will often hear, hey Gwen, you want to just give us an A?
An A?
Yeah. What's the other way that you can give that key?
La.
Okay, so there's the minor,
yeah.
Right? What I was hoping that you would do, but since we didn't work this out, there's no reason I should have thought that. Some people, when they're keying in the medium high or high keys, will go, so, fa, because a lot of the song, for example, look at St. Thomas on the bottom, it starts that way. So, fa. Let me give you another reason why people do that. Because so, you'll notice in St. Thomas is written on an E, which is sort of at the bottom of the staff, which is also where you can give a song an F, fa, la, so, right? So being able to produce just that one approximate note, kind of in the medium low part of your compass, can actually get you F major, E major, F minor, and also by going from turning that from a fa into a so, fa, can get you up into the medium high range. All right, let's sing St. Thomas.